Penguin Random House Audio presents Lost and Found by Brooke Davis. Read for you by Nigel Carrington, Nicolette McKenzie, and Helen Walsh. Part 1.
Millie Bird. Millie's dog, Rambo, was her very first dead thing. She found him by the side of the road on a morning when the sky seemed to be falling, fog circling his broken shape like a ghost. His jaw and eyes were wide open, as if mid-bark. His left hind leg pointed in a direction it normally didn't. The fog lifted around them, and the clouds gathered in the sky, and she wondered if he was turning into rain. It was only when she dragged Rambo up to the house in her school bag that her mother thought to tell her how the world worked. "He's gone to a better place!" her mother shouted at her while vacuuming the lounge room.
"A better place?"
"What?" "Yes, heaven, love. Haven't you heard of it? Oh, don't they teach you anything in that bloody school? Lift your legs. It's doggy heaven, where there's eternal dog biscuits and they can poop wherever they please. Okay, legs down." "I said legs down! And they poop, I don't know, dog biscuits. So all they do is poop and eat dog biscuits and run around and eat other dogs' poop, which are actually dog biscuits."
Millie took a moment.
"Why would they waste their time here, then?"
"What? Well, they, have to earn it. They have to stay here until they get voted over to a better place. Like Doggy Survivor."
"So is Rambo on another planet?"
"Well, yes, sort of. I mean, you really haven't heard of heaven? How God sits up in the clouds and Satan's all underground and everything?"
"Can I get to Rambo's new planet?"
Her mother switched off the vacuum cleaner and looked squarely at Millie.
"Only if you have a spaceship. Do you have a spaceship?"
Millie looked at her feet.
"No."
"Well, you can't get to Rambo's new planet, then."
Days later, Millie discovered that Rambo was most definitely not on a new planet and was, in fact, in their backyard, buried half-heartedly under the Sunday Times. Millie carefully lifted the newspaper and saw Rambo, but not Rambo, a Rambo shrunken and eaten and wasting away. She snuck out every night from then on, to be with him while his body went from something into nothing. The old man crossing the road had been her second dead thing. After the car hit him, she watched him fly through the air and thought she saw him smile. His hat landed on top of the yield sign and his walking stick danced around the lamp post. And then it had been his body, cracking against the curb. She pushed her way through all the legs and exclamation marks to kneel beside his face. She looked deeply into his eyes. He looked back at her like he was only a drawing. She ran her fingers over his wrinkles and wondered what he'd used each one for. She was then lifted away from him and told to cover her eyes, because she was just a child. And as she wandered home the long way, she thought it might be time to ask her dad about people heaven.
"You see, Squirt, there's heaven and then there's hell. Hell is where they send all the bad people, like criminals and con artists and parking inspectors. And heaven is where they send all the good people, like you and me, and that nice blonde from MasterChef."
"What happens when you get there?"
"In heaven, you hang out with God and Jimi Hendrix. And you get to eat donuts whenever you want. In hell, you have to, do the Macarena. Forever. To that grease megamix."
"Where do you go if you're good and bad?"
"What? Oh, I don't know. IKEA?"
"Will you help me make a spaceship?"
"Hang on, Squirt. Can we finish this next ad break?"
She soon noticed that everything was dying around her. Bugs and oranges and Christmas trees and houses and mailboxes and train rides and markets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?